Welcome to On the Ground IFSI on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and with me this morning, as always, our embedded reporter, or I should say Concentrate Media's embedded reporter, Brianna Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you went a little farther out into the township this week.
I did. This week I focused on the planned redevelopment of the East Michigan Avenue and Ecorse Road corridors in IFSI Township.
Yeah, I was looking at the redevelopment plan on the township's website. Mm-hmm. It looks very exciting.
And, yes.
So you brought in some business owners to talk about what their thoughts are on the redevelopment and what their hopes are for it. So introduce who you brought into the studio for your guest this morning.
We've got Clyde and Brandon Montgomery of C&B Mortgage Solutions. Okay. And Khadijah Wallace of Joyful Treats Catering.
All right, so Clyde and Brandon, and we talked about this beforehand, but you're the C&B and the C&B Mortgage Solutions, a father-son team here. Clyde, let's start with you. How long has C&B Mortgage been around?
Well, we've been around approximately a year and a half.
Okay.
Our place in the community is that we're a mortgage broker.
Okay.
We do residential loans, some commercial loans, refinances.
And where are you located right now?
We're at 141 Ecorse Road.
Khadijah, right next door to you, on your right, on your radio dial, if you're keeping score at home. Joyful Treats Catering and Joyful Treats Community Development, right?
Yes.
I know that also that you used to work at Eastern. You stayed in the community here. Tell us about Joyful Treats and what you do there.
Well, Joyful Treats Catering is our for-profit organization, and we'll present through Joyful Treats Community Development a service learning program on the hospitality side.
Okay.
So outside of that, we'll have a wraparound of an incubator business location at 103 Ecorse. So we'll offer office space rentals to startup businesses, particularly looking for people that's interested in food entrepreneurship.
So opportunity to get great food, but also an opportunity to build a new business in the community using the nonprofit end of your business there. And Brandon, you're the B part of C&B Mortgage Solutions. Tell us a little bit about, just I want to know first, what's it like to work with Dad?
It's different. I'm used to it. We actually, this is our second venture around.
Okay, great.
We did transportation previously at the same location.
So it went okay the first time.
Yeah.
Not too much fighting.
Figure we'd give it another
shot. All right, shot. Great. Clyde, tell us about your level of excitement or just your enthusiasm or your hope for this redevelopment. What do you hope to see on Ecorse in Michigan, and how are you going to be playing a role in it?
Well, I'm very excited about it. I see nothing but growth. I grew up in the Detroit area, and I see how some of those areas are starting to go through the redevelopment and some of the businesses coming into the communities. And I see Ecorse Michigan Ave doing the same thing. I think Ypsilanti Township has really hit the target with trying to grow that area, especially with the new businesses in a new plant that, you know, that's in that area.
And they talk about not wanting it to just be a drive-through destination. Obviously a lot of people use Michigan and Ecorse to get from point A to point B, whether they're going over to 23 or, you know, the opposite direction if they're headed out to Wayne County. What in your eyes, or Brandon or Khadijah, either one of you, jump in here, what is something they really should be focusing on in order to draw people in and stay at these businesses that they're driving by each day?
Well, I'm excited because through our community development with Joyful Treats, we're having more of a family engagement program. And although it's a service learning for the food entrepreneur, we have a lot of activity for the community in general. So at least six times a year, we'll host events that engage the public. And it'll be learning opportunities as well as opportunities for our food entrepreneurs that are in our apprenticeship program to have the hands-on service to acquire the hours that they would need for their certifications.
So people can be shopping for a product but maybe stumble into a better life by learning something at these community events.
Exactly, because with our community development engagement, we're also going to teach dining cultures of the different cultures, and it's also an avenue for us to tackle the anti-bullying efforts in the community so that we can learn about each other's cultures.
Brandon, tell me from your perspective, obviously a little bit younger perspective, what's going to draw people in?
I think just focusing on kind of making it more of a family environment. It's kind of a forgotten area. I grew up in Ypsilanti. I went to Willow Run that no longer exists. So it's kind of like a forgotten area. You kind of like ride through there, and it's nice to reminisce, but maybe, you know, some new areas for children to play. new family-oriented businesses, things like that, will I think will draw people, make them want to stay rather than just look at it as a part of their morning commute.
You know, Clyde or Khadijah, either one, from your perspective, what are some kinds of businesses that would be really great for the community that would end up in here? What would you like to see as your neighbors to try and draw more people into these corridors?
There's a wide opportunity for small businesses that are starting up. The township has done an excellent job as far as setting a platform for us. Even more recently with me in the food sector, I know Ipsy Township has a community garden now, and we're looking at the farm to plate programs that is trending now in the nation. So anyone in my sector for sure would definitely be appreciative of that. And when you look at America Mobility Center, they have the autonomous vehicles that are coming. And even at our meeting last week, and Clyde probably have different sectors that he was focusing on, but I got so excited because they were talking about the automatic refrigerators that drive themselves. So as a food entrepreneur, I was excited about my family to farm program.
And Clyde, from your perspective, I know you probably keep a close eye on real estate values and housing opportunities in the community. And is this going to present some more opportunities for a business like yours to work with people to help them find housing in a brand new development or something along those lines? Are you looking forward to the opportunity to just have more people in the community?
Most definitely. With the startup of the new plant, you know, most of those people are going towards Canton to find houses. And Ypsilanti is a perfect area, especially the township, because the access from the freeways and all. You know, my son and I was joking, if we had a, you know, TGIF Fridays in that area, instead of people going to Canton or Belleville for lunch, they could come in that corridor. That would bring a lot of revenue and dollars to that area.
Do you see this as a first step towards that? I mean, obviously, if you go a little bit farther out of Michigan, you get into Canton, you see a lot of familiar businesses, Targets, Walmarts, things like that. Do you see this as maybe an entree into eventually some larger box stores or national chains coming in?
I'm looking, I know we're working on, as part of the task force, a business association for the business that are already in place on Michigan Avenue and E-Course, so that we can start engaging and partnering together through the community. But we are interested in having the larger chains come. And we have Ford Lake, which the water is untapped right now, so that is nothing but opportunity. And I've already talked to our supervisor, Brenda Stambo, about some of the ideas and stuff for us to tap into that as new income streams for the township.
All right, Brandon, if you could have any business show up in the next couple of years, what would it be?
For me personally, my fight every day is finding somewhere to eat. and we got somewhere right next door, but just opportunities for even fresh food and grocery shopping for the area where they're not having to get in the car, drive all the way across town to the grocery store. They have priceable options right there in their neighborhood where if I want to move somewhere, I don't want to have to get in a commute every day just to shop.
You know, what other kind of community-facing businesses do you think are really in need and would really be a great component of this redevelopment?
Actually, I'm interested in partnering with local businesses if they would like to talk more in detail. There are opportunities for crowdfunding that we've mentioned. Both Clyde and myself operate a 501c3, which is a tax-exempt organization where they'll get that credit. E-Course and Michigan Avenue Cordials have been zoned as the opportunity zone, so they'll have that network coming up. And I mean, it's just all kind of opportunities. So anything that people would be interested in partnering with us on would be great. And we can sit down and go over the details with, because E-Course is considered a food desert. And that was part of the reason one of my programs is a food pantry, which is one of the wraparounds. And it's fighting hunger is a never ending battle, it seems as though. So any type of food engagement or people that's interested in partnering with our business for crowdfunding and fundraising so that we can feed our local community would be great.
And I know one of the things that I read in the redevelopment plans was making it more pedestrian friendly, making it more bike and walking friendly. How long do you think it'll be if this goes to plan before that really is a reality?
Well, my particular location and Clyde have spacing also. I plan to host events, so it'll be a venue where you can have events there. And we also looked at some other areas down E-Course Road where Calvary Church is to do a share event venue on E-Course Road. So that will be opportunity. Having a business incubator, it gives the opportunity for businesses to rent local spacing by the hour at Joyful Treats if they care to use our facility. but we're in the place now where we can help them develop those plans and get going.
Well, hopefully
so we're
get thinking, their feet under them and stay right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years
a part of the community.
With their planning, depending on how aggressive they're looking to position themselves in the township. But we say now is the time because a year or two, a lot of the property won't be available.
Thank you so much for coming in today to share your thoughts on the redevelopment and your plans and hopes for the future. Brianna, jump back in here really quick. Who else did you talk to, or what else can we see in your article here?
I talked to Angela Barbash, who is an Ipsy Township resident and owns a business in the city of Ipsy. And I also talked to Jim Tiefend at Ice Cream Time, and he's owned that business for 27 years.
All right, and we will check that out at concentratemedia.com. Of course, you can find it on our website, WEMU.org. Definitely the kind of community story that we're glad we're participating in. We'll keep on top of this and let people know how that redevelopment plan is going, because I think this could be a great opportunity, you know, for folks that are just used to driving through Michigan and Ecorse, actually stop and looking around and enjoying the community that already exists there. But it just sounds like they're just going to make it even that much better with this redevelopment plan. So thank you for being part of the community. Thanks for playing a part in this. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.